any place where you can bend like that.
Well, that'd be your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder. Or knee or ankle.
I heard in the what I heard.
And the ankle or my shoulder, my elbow or my neck, you can bend it. Yes. You'd have to say that, I reckon.
And you talk about getting arthritis or something, you say you could hurt your wear.
Well, arthritis is hurting them in my shoulder and then right here in my thumb. Wow, that's where mine's at.
Well, you just call it in your joints, maybe?
Yeah, my joints and my thumb. That's where it's at.
And the man's body, this part, the upper part, his torso there, is his body.
Well, I always call this your rib cage.
Okay.
And your body.
And this is your
shoulder and everything.
This would be just a boy.
Your hand.
Or two.
Both hands.
Yes, sir. And this would be simply a
thigh. And this is this here is your, I can't call it now.
And those two things would be.
And your feet.
Yes, sir. And this part right here that you might bruise, you might.
That's your shin bone.
Yes, sir. If you say a man that's kind of squatting down like this, he's kind of squatting on his what?
His four? How do you say that? All board, I reckon.
Would you ever say he was squatting on his haunches? Or
yeah, honkers.
And let's see if a person has been sick for a while, but he's up and about now. You might say, well, he's up and about, but he's still looking a little
puny and sickly. All right, I don't know.
And a person who maybe can pick up a lot of weight and everything like that, you say he's a real, what kind of person? Real.
He's a well-built man and a strong man.
And let's see. We talked earlier about somebody who's real big and kind of not really fat, but just kind of heavy. How would you describe his build?
Well, the general would just say that's just a good, heavy-set man. And he's just got a good frame body, but you know.
He's kind of maybe a stout fellow?
Well, yeah, some of them are. Yes, I reckon you would.
And talking about stout, would you ever, when butter had gone bad, would you ever say that it's stout?
Well, we always said it was kind of rank or strong, but you could say it was stout.
A person who's real easy to get along with, you say he's what?
He's a friendly person, a good-natured person.
What about, how would you express this, say a boy, maybe when he gets in his teens and he's all arms and legs and stumbles, you know, he can't, how would you describe him? Stumbles over everything.
I don't know, Jen, I'd say that.
You call him clumsy or awkward?
Clumsy or awkward, I guess, both.
Gawky.
A person that just won't spend a cent, you call him what?
He's a stingy rascal. He just closes a mark on a hickory.
I guess so. Let's see. When you use the word, if you say that so-and-so just a common person, is that a good thing to say about that person?
Well, I'd say yes and no. He'd be all right. He's just a good common person. He's not no smarty. He wants to be just a good common neighbor. I'd say he'd be all right. It might not have me wrong. I'd say a good common everyday man is a pretty good man. If he goes wrong, good.
And say if somebody, say you're an older woman and she you know, pretty old, but she's still strong and active and doesn't show her age, you might say she's what? How would you describe her?
Well, after she gets a certain age, you want to find my 70 then, which is 70 years, but after once, even gets as old as say in her 50s, she's a good able-bodied person. I'd say she's very able and healthy.